Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The drive is live. That is just, man, you make yourself look old, man. I look at Danielle Hunter. We cover that dude. I just don't believe I'm 11 years older than that man. Yeah. But I am.
Yeah, you will. you hit 40. You hit 40, and how you view the world changes, my man. It just is what it is. You're going to embrace it.
I think I'm seeing somebody else in that mirror when I think of myself. I think I'm thinking of somebody else.
Nah, that's you.
I am 11 years older than Danielle Hunter. I just don't believe that. Hey, it's got to be really bad for you, Andy.
That is one thing, Ron. That when you,
what's
as
the
you,
forecast this weekend?
It's funny. Yeah, how's the traffic? How's the weather? What's It is interesting, man, and you know, I do it as having played a former player, but I mean, anybody in the business that covers the game, I think it's probably very, very, you know, can relate to it. Is the older you get, the one thing that really sticks out is the dudes that are playing ball, playing pro sports, are so much younger than you. Right?
Oh yeah, when you met you and Tyler, that probably hits you too. We can all relate when you hit that moment where you're older than the guys in college that you watch.
Oh yeah,
like that is
up until you hit 40, you feel like you're watching your peers. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not as talented as them, but I can go out and play. Yeah, these guys are right along. And then you get an age where you're like, nah, these kids out there playing, these youngsters out there playing, my ass is old. Can I get one of them cold beers?
I just think that
let me get one of them cold beers.
My first time in the back of that Ford Escape, he was. I mean, Danielle was young. he was young.
Yeah.
All
man.
Right.
Hey, won't you take your pick? Won't you do some math with Will Anderson on the other side? See how much you. what is Will? 24? What you got? 17 years on Will?
17 on Will. All right. But no, man, we are live here. Football Friday, the second one of the year. There we go. I'm telling you, here
commission
he is.
The building.
I see the commission.
The commission's that's in the building.
That's when
in them icy whites.
When Bruce turns into the commissioner, baby, right there.
Come
man.
On.
There he is. He's turning on. But you can come on out and have a good time. Football Friday live. Here is BB's here, right off 99 here in Katy, Grand Parkway. Make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Great food, great drinks, great atmosphere. There is space right now. Get in here. There is space right now for you to get here and hang out. And we're going to have a good time. And enjoy yourself with us. Plenty of things for you to take home potentially. And check out my guy, Shay, right there. He has got our raffle box.
Big Shay.
That's right. You got a chance to win four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Not going to lie, I just went there before I came here myself.
What'd you get,
I picked
man?
I picked up some shoestrings. I picked up some shoestrings.
Okay.
I got some shoestrings.
Hey, Tyler.
That's a neon green shoestring.
Nah, I ain't even trying. I mean, I can get down with the neon green. Hey, T. This may be the biggest show move ever.
What?
I'm going to make sure Tyler's listening to me.
What's that?
I know you're busy, man. Hey, T, my man said, I need some shoelaces. He went to a place and he's got a gift card, cuz.
I see you, baby.
Wow.
Hey, man, Academy Sports and Outdoors has it all, damn it.
They do. That is a great push for Academy. They got it all. But, hey, Ron's the only guy I know. It's like, man, I got to get me some
place.
Shoelaces, man.
I better
hit this gift card right here. Man, that thing's 99 cents.
And I hadn't used that gift card yet. I used my
Hey, you
my
literally
father.
Could go to the 99 cent store.
Yeah. I used my Father's Day gift card that I got. From my in-laws.
My daughter calls it the yellow store, the old dollar store, because you could have got you something to the yellow store over there, man.
Hey, and I still had $39 on
38. Yeah. Hey, can I get a total on that gift card? $38.99. I don't know where you spent $1.01, but you did it somehow.
Hey, shout out to Academy Sports. You can go get you some shoestrings today, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
They got options. Green neons, apparently.
Hey,
I see
a,
you.
They had a great sale on Nike and Jordan gear in there today.
How did you settle on neon? I'm just curious. There's got to be a story behind it. That Trey had to have.
No, I just wanted to spice up the.
You want to spice up the.
Just add them up a little bit.
Okay.
Spice them up a little bit.
I see you.
Spice them up a little bit. But no, you can win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get you one free oil change, Tomball Ford. That you can win that as well. Tomball Ford will hook you up with a free oil change. You got a chance to win that as well as the big prize, future tickets. Future tickets to a Texans home game at NRG, courtesy of our great friends at Houston Area 4D.
My understanding is last week was the Cardinals game. I believe the Colts game is the other one that, that tickets are being given away. So it's going to be one of those two games that are later in the year. So you got plenty of time to plan and schedule. But come on by here and get them tickets now.
That's right. Text line coming through. Ron laughs like a 68-year-old man.
Damn, do I?
Even better. That's great.
There you go.
That is tremendous. That, I mean, that is a quality. That is a quality.
B. Scott's in here with me, and he immediately said, oh, my gosh, yes, he does.
Man, shut up, Brandon.
I mean, no, that is that is quality.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. I got a little deacon in me. I got
sounds
I
like got you a, got a little boomer in you.
I got a little deacon. I got a little older deacon in me. I got that lives in me. That's all right. That's all right. I got a little.
I don't know where he's going with this little dinky. This little dinky in him. I don't know what he's doing
here.
Deacon.
Yeah.
Deacon. My bad. I thought you had a little dinky in you. I was like, I don't know what the hell is that. What does that mean? I'm uncomfortable.
He had a confused look on his face. I was about to say, I know deacon. They're two Americans. I know they got white deacons.
Hell, I thought you said dinky. I'm thinking, boy, that sounds weird. But I'm going to let that one go. That's out of my comfort zone, bro.
Deacon. Yeah, deacon.
I got you. I got you.
There you go. All right. But make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. Again, as we said, Danielle Hunter will join us in this hour at some point, we believe. Danielle Hunter will have him.
No, I mean, I'm told that he is he's in the shower. If anybody out there is wondering right now, Danielle's in the shower.
He's getting
cleaned up. Had him a good practice. He's in the shower. And when he gets out, he's gonna holler. It's about 2:30. This is live updates.
There we go. Live updates. Is that what we're getting up? Okay, yep. I just got that myself. Yep. All right, gotcha. Live updates, 2:30-ish. 2:30-ish.
Ish being operative.
That's right. And we know there is a space where that then moves to 4. So let's make sure we try to get him in. But we'll hear from the Pro Bowler, Danielle Hunter, coming up in a matter of moments. All right, Clint, I do want to update everyone here injury-wise. We are awaiting the official injury report as that will come out. It'll come out a little bit later, but since they play on Monday over the weekend, that's the one to really look at to see if they're going to be out. But practice-wise today and this in a Monday night week, this is the second padded practice of the week. Usually that's on Thursday. And Friday's a walkthrough, but this is the second padded practice. Not practicing again. Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, and Jake Andrews. They didn't practice yesterday. Didn't practice again today in a padded practice. Clint, just history of the Texans and history of how football generally works, I would at least lean that those guys are probably not going to go on Monday.
Yeah,
that would be the lead.
I would imagine they're not going to go, but I would also imagine that if either are able to go, I would think that being the veterans that they are, neither one of them need the bulk of practice or any practice really to enter the fold offensively or on special teams. Braxton Berrios has been a return guy. I mean, you can put him out there. He could slide into any organization this weekend and be their punt returner immediately. And so that doesn't take a hell of a lot of preparation from a return specialist. And so if he can go, I don't think he needs a lot of prep. And then Christian Kirk, I mean, it's just a matter of Nico needs some help. CJ needs some help. That veteran presence and that skill set in the slot would be a game changer. So I wouldn't push it and risk anything at all. But if it is one of those deals where, hey, he just wasn't ready until Friday afternoon or he wasn't ready until Saturday morning, it wouldn't shock me if he didn't get on the field in some way, shape, or form. But right now I'm with you. I think I would lean towards none of those guys will be on the field.
Again, as you said, hamstring, it is a matter of, all right, can you go? Can you run without any pain? But we'll see. So I doesn't look great for them at this point. But Ed Ingram, who was on the injury report, he, according to Aaron Wilson, practiced again today and is moving well with that abdomen issue. He missed last week's game at that right guard spot that, as we've talked about all week, it just kind of kicked in effect a huge change in position moving on the offensive line. And I said it, and I'll say it again, the excitement level of, yes, Ed Ingram caught me off guard. I didn't think we'd be here, but this is a great sign of him being able to go, an important figure for them, to be able to have that offensive line to as close to where they were hoping it to be going into week one.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the ripple effect is what's so important here, right? It's yes, if they hit on Ed Ingram, if they get Ed Ingram from Minnesota where he was a disappointment, where he was an early, I think he's a first-round draft pick in Minnesota, it didn't pan out there. They were as patient as they possibly could be with Ed Ingram, and it didn't pan out. Now he's in Houston, new system, different coordinator, different approach to offensive football. You know, I think with the obvious, attempt, at least desire to be a run first football team and a downhill between the tackles run first football team, there's a chance that Ed Ingram could show a little different here, have a little different showing here in Houston. But if we're being honest, it's and I hope like hell that works. But the reality of it is with Ed Ingram is it's the ripple effect, right? Yeah. It's the ripple effect of if Ed Ingram can play guard, he is a true guard, and he's in there dealing with defensive tackles. And by the way, Tampa Bay's got a couple of good ones. They got one real big one, right? You look at what happens then, and now my man Tytus Howard is able to move outside, and I just want to see Tytus Howard play that position and be able. You know, we hear him, Nick Caley and them talk about really the skill guys of playing to their strengths and getting them the football and doing things that benefit them. Let's do things that benefit Tytus Howard. I think playing tackle is there, whether we're talking run game or pass game. He's just built for that, and I want to see that happen. And then that gives you a decision you've got to make at the left tackle position between your veteran that you paid to be your left tackle and your rookie left tackle that you drafted that is obviously more mature and further along in his development than you thought. Which is a great problem, by the way. Which is a great problem.
I think you brought up one. Vita Vea and the interior, yep, is a huge key matchup in this game with what looks like it will be Jarrett Patterson and hopefully Ed Ingram with Lakin Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. He can shut down run games on its own. He is a huge giant of a man with great feet that moves well. Even as he's getting older, he is a dominant force at times up front. That's one of the big key matchups. What other, it is Friday a little early, but what other key matchups do you sense in this game between the Texans and the Bucs?
I know when you look at Matthew Stafford, the things like, hey, man, it's the first week of the season, my back is messed up, my left tackle's got a bum leg or whatever the hell it was. You know, I think there's a conscious effort to get balls out on. Even their mid-range stuff was more hitting seams and throwing on time and getting balls out. I don't know that Baker is that committed to that kind of game plan. So I would expect the DNs for the Texans to have more of an opportunity to get home this week, at least as it pertains to the Baker's play style. I think it's going to be a little different than Matthew Stafford's.
All right, coming up as we continue on this Football Friday live from BB's right off 99 here in Katy. As we continue, we've got plenty of prizes. I'm talking gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, free oil change to Tomball Ford, and future Texans tickets. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. We will be hooking up our first winner in the 2 o'clock hour, so you may want to get there soon. Right here, if you're in the building, make sure you do that. See our guy Shea right here at the front. Coming up, we expect to hear from, we just talked about him, a big key matchup for the Texans, Danielle Hunter, the Pro Bowler. He'll join us coming up next right here live on The Drive.